Strategy raises 263.5 mirs in MSTR sales, holds 843,075 Bitcoin. Strategy, the corporate treasury vehicle run by Michael Saylor, raised $263.5 million last week through sales of its MSTR common stock, according to a July 20th report from Cointelegraph, citing the company's latest filing. The proceeds pushed Strategy's cash reserve to $325 billion. Its Bitcoin holdings stand at 843,075 BTC. At Bitcoin's price of roughly $64,595 as of July 20, 2026, that position is worth about $54.5 billion. Bitcoin is up 0.3% over the past 24 hours and 3.3% over the week, per CoinMarketCap data, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 35 in fear territory. Capital raised, buying slowed. The mechanics here matter more than the headline number. Strategy did not buy a large tranche of Bitcoin last week. It raised cash. The $263.5 million came from selling MSTR shares into the market, and the money went to the balance sheet rather than straight into new coins. That is a shift in tempo. For most of the past 2 years, Strategy's pattern was to raise capital through equity and convertible debt, then convert it into Bitcoin within days, holding $3.225 billion in cash instead of deploying it. Suggests the Treasury is either waiting for a lower entry or building a buffer against its debt obligations. The same restraint showed up elsewhere in the sector on the same day. Tom Lee's Bitmine slowed its Ether purchases and bought back $86 million of its own stock, while CoinMarketCap reported Bitmine added only 7,430 ETH last week to reach 5.78 million ETH total. Two of the largest public crypto treasuries eased off buying in the same window. The accumulation math behind 843,175 BTC Strategy stack of 843,175 BTC remains one of the largest single Bitcoin positions held by any entity outside an exchange or ETF custodian. The company has spent years converting a software business into a leveraged Bitcoin holding company, funding purchases through repeated equity offerings and convertible notes. The strategy works cleanly when MSTR trades at a premium to the value of its Bitcoin. Selling stock above net asset value and buying Bitcoin adds coins per share, which is the metric Saylor points to most often. When the premium compresses, that engine loses power, and issuing more shares starts to dilute existing holders rather than accrete value for them. Raising cash without buying is consistent with a period where management sees the premium as thin or the price is unattractive. It also gives the company dry powder. With $325 billion on hand, Strategy can move quickly if Bitcoin drops or service its convertible debt without a forced sale. Reading the signal for everyday holders. For readers who hold Bitcoin directly or spend it, the takeaway is narrower than the dollar figures suggest. A single company adding to a cash pile does not move a $1.3 trillion asset. What it does offer is a window into how the largest leverage buyer thinks about entry timing. There is a durable lesson in the structure itself. Strategy carries counterparty and refinancing risk that a self-custodied coin does not. Its Bitcoin is real and audited, but the equity wrapped around it swings on premium, debt maturities, and market sentiment. Anyone using MSTR as a Bitcoin proxy is taking on those extra layers. That distinction runs through the card market too. Custodial products that hold your crypto carry insolvency exposure the way a leveraged treasury carries refinancing exposure. Self-custody cards that spend from your own wallet sidestep that by keeping the keys with the user. And stablecoin spending options remove price volatility from the payment itself. Neither eliminates every risk, but both change who is holding the exposure when markets turn. Strategy's slower pace this week is not a reversal. It is a treasury choosing to sit in cash at a moment when Bitcoin trades in a tight range and sentiment reads as fearful. The 843,075 BTC has not moved. The next filing will show whether the $325 billion becomes coins or stays a cushion.